February 5th, 1988 will go down in World Wrestling Federation history as a day of infamy. Never before has there been such controversy to surround a World Wrestling Federation championship match. Despite having viewed time and again videotapes of the Hogan-Andre match, the decision of the referee is, as always, unfortunately, final. Therefore, Hulk Hogan is not the World Wrestling Federation champion. However, it clearly states in the rule book that in order for a wrestler to be deemed a champion, he must either pin the reigning title holder or make him submit. That is the only way a wrestler can become champion. Therefore, unequivocally, I can state that Ted DiBiase is also not the World Wrestling Federation champion. Furthermore, it also clearly states in the rule book that a reigning champion may at any time in his tenure end his reign by publicly surrendering the title, which is exactly what happened when Andre the Giant presented the championship belt to Ted DiBiase. Therefore, Andre is also not the champion either. It is my decision that to be fair to the last two reigning champions of record, Hogan and Andre, and to furthermore be fair with the number one contenders who would have faced either Andre or Hogan as champion, I now declare the title vacant. And this vacancy to be filled on March 27th of this year during WrestleMania 4 in the form of the first ever World Wrestling Federation Championship Tournament. In this championship tournament, the last two title holders of record, Hogan and Andre, will justifiably be given a bye for the first round of competition. They will not compete in the first round, but will face each other in the opening of the second round of the tournament. The pairings have been completed for the first round of the competition, and they include Jake the Snake Roberts meeting Ravishing Rick Rude, Don the Rock Morocco taking on Dino Bravo, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat will wrestle Greg the Hammer Valentine, Randy Macho Man Savage goes against the Natural, Butch Reed, Bam Bam Bigelow against the One Man Gang, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan will take on the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. It is my sincere wish that all of the participating wrestlers in this historic tournament, and more importantly, all of the fans of the World Wrestling Federation, construe my decision as the only just and fair way to determine who will be the new undisputed World Wrestling Federation champion. Thank you.
I see, first of all, that beyond all your speaking, you are still back here trying to get a little recognition on Piper's Pit, and I don't blame you one bit, because I can understand your insecurities and wanting to be with me here. I'd like to maybe give you a break if I could, because I believe you need a break.
Listen, last time I was out here, you insulted me. I'm not coming out here this time to be insulted by you, by the likes of you, or anybody else.
Yeah, excuse me, all the heck. Pardon me, you come out here with the big muscles again, obviously in a state of inertia, sitting around saying, I ain't coming out here to be insulted. I'll tell you something. You know what? You got no other choice but to come out here and be insulted, because, brother, you got nothing to say constructive at all at any time. You're the kind of guy that likes to try to make a name for himself when you got a big gun like me. I'll tell you what. I say, maybe I'm talking over your head, huh? Maybe I'm talking over your head. Maybe it's a fist symbol, brother. I'm going to tell you something. What I'm trying to say to you, Rocky Johnson, is maybe you're in the wrong field of athletics. Maybe what you should be doing, boy, is shining shoes. Why don't you just brush them up a bit? You want to be a tough guy?
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab, I won't go. We'll be right back. tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know.
Once upon a time, many, many years ago, a rich merchant in Baghdad sent his servant to the marketplace to buy provisions. And after a while, the servant came back, white-faced and trembling, and said, "Master, when I was in the marketplace, I was jostled by a woman in the crowd, and I turned to look, and I saw that it was death that had jostled. And she looked at me and made a threatening gesture. Oh, master, please lend me your horse that I may ride away from this city and escape my fate. I will ride to Samarra, and death will not find me there." So the merchant loaned him the horse, and the servant mounted it and dug his spurs into its flank, and as fast as the horse could gallop, he rode towards Samarra. Then the merchant went to the marketplace, and he saw Death standing in the crowd, and he said to her, "Why did you make a threatening gesture to my servant when you saw him this morning?" And Death said, "I made no threatening gesture. That was only a start of surprise. I was astonished to see him here in Baghdad, for I have an appointment with him tonight in Samarra."
This is mine. The God that sent me back. The God I serve in this world and yours. The God of flesh, hunger, and desire. My God. Leviathan, Lord of the Labyrinth. My daughter. Can you help her? But this is what you wanted. This is what you wanted to see. This is what you wanted to know. And here it is. Leviathan.
Help me!
Why do you think I was allowed to come back? I brought you. And you wanted to know. Now you know. I wanted everything. Now everybody's happy. Goodbye, Doctor.
Thank you. gently fall, for it seems like years. Watching me grow small, I watch me disappear. Someone else's life.
Tracks to the junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, and even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
There's a little hotel called the Shady Rest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
It is run by Kate. Come and be her guest at the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
And that's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction. Petticoat Junction.
Presentation.
Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, dangerous man, Mr. Wonderful, Rowdy Roddy Piper, and Ace Cowboy Bob Orton. They're ready. They've trained hard. What a matchup this is going to be, Gorilla Monsoon. And now here comes a double team. Mr. Wonderful and Rowdy Roddy. What are they going to do?
Out. Double atomic drop.
Double atomic drop, and Hogan's hurt. He's hurt bad, Gino.
Muhammad Ali comes into the ring trying to maintain some semblance of order here, but it's not happening as Mr. Wonderful drops a knee on the champ. And so far, Mr. T was not successful in getting in there to get to his partner. But boy, did he give it a shot.
He gave it a shot, but Mr. Wonderful's coming on with a boot attack to the head of champion Hulk Hogan.
Champ trying to reach his corner of the tag. He's still a long way from there as Ali now goes back to his floor position and Patterson makes sure. Well, Mr. T is inside the ring now. He's got it. There he goes. Can't make a tag while you're standing in there. Suplex!
He got him.
Wow,
Mr. Wonderful.
Got the big guy up.
I'll tell you, Paul Orndorff looks in the greatest condition I've ever seen him in, Gino. Right now, I gotta say that Orndorff and Piper look the better precision team out there.
Absolutely, no question about that. Nice backbreaker by Mr. Wonderful. Pearl Harbor by Roddy Piper as they do a number on Mr. T, who's now down on the canvas, and Orndorff putting the boots to him.
Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, and Roddy Piper putting the boots to Mr. T. And now we'll see if Mr. T can come up with that Southside Street savoir-faire.
Down now is Roddy Piper behind him with that tight waist ride, and T slips out the back door, comes up with a single leg. But no, Orndorff, with that good balance, stays on top. Mr. T is still with that hand around there. Could end up with a fireman's carry here. Action personified here in WrestleMania. We'll be right back.
locked up again.
He says, hey, don't lawyer. Legal media. Of course, we're going to elect that. Half an hour of valuable kill time wasted running down them coked up pencil necks and not a good chop on the whole bunch. I picked the middles, Captain. I picked the middles. Me, nobody but. Bubba, you whole
but.
John, test it again, huh?
Yeah, you move.
The main support beam, you got. Fuck you, idiot, ship. Bolt your head, bald, you both big bitches. Look what your brother's done now, you cool shit. You cut the main support beam, and this is what happened. Of course, this is what happened. That means fruit, dirty meat, don't cut it. Family standards only require the best meat in town. More money lost. I never get a break. Work night and day, presenting myself to the people, selling, you pair of prima donnas poodle around here listening to the radio all day, and sawing down your own house.
Take it all down! Bring it all down! Bury the devil!
Butane tank. It's up there. Go look at it. Taxes. Damn property taxes fuck up everything. Crooks don't pay taxes. Politicians don't. Movie stars don't. It's the little guy that can't make the time. He pays the taxes. Small business rent gets it in the ass every time.
Right. It's junk. Quit. Dump. This cook show, sell off this turkey. It's time. It's in the air. It's what the public wants.
I don't want to hear that again.
It's Nomland. Ow! What the hell was that?
I don't know what. It's a little bit.
Ooh! Nomland! Ooh! Napalm! Fire in a hole!
Ooh!
That's the main butane tank up there! Go look at it! Get your butt moving, boy! Go up and look at it! Go look at it!
Ah, I can't hear the hell again. Nomland! It's a hit, it's a bang, it's a smash!
Shut it up, Bubba! Did you? Go check it out, boy!
Nomland!
Shut up! Told you to go check it out, boy, before I start kicking your ass. Some kind of crazy booger just skits through here.
Now, booger? How big?
Big crazy booger. That's all butt, bro.
Sing a lullaby to the sing a lullaby, lullaby, lullaby to the night.
John who?
It's John. John Lev. I don't remember.
John Cocktoasten.
Hi.
Hi.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Oh, I just got out of the shower.
Yeah. Can I borrow your towel for a sec? My car just hit a water buffalo.
Good things found. If she is bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend, he puts her down. Thank you.
are you trying to do to my beloved Corps?
Sir, I don't know, sir.
You are dumb, Private Papa. Do you expect me to believe that you don't know left from right?
Sir, no, sir.
Then you did that on purpose. You want to be different.
Sir, no, sir.
What side was that, Private Pyle?
Sir, left side, sir.
Are you sure, Private Pyle?
Sir, yes, sir.
What side was that, Private Pyle?
Sir, right side, sir.
Don't fuck with me again, Pyle. Pick up your fucking cover.
Sir, yes, sir.
The heavens said, near my gun to thee. He was a man, but he done it wrong.
Almost blind, has to operate wholly by touch. Klaus is a moron who knows only what he reads in the New York Post.
Oh.
which room the final chemistry exam is in?
All the exams are over. Haven't you been to class?
No.
But it's the end of the semester.
No. No, I haven't studied. Oh, no. I'm back in school. I can't believe I'm back in school.
Thank God.